Two political groups founded by the billionaire Koch brothers of Kansas are suing Delaware over a campaign finance law that requires disclosure of donors. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
The law enacted in 2012 targets so-called third-party advertisers that produce ads naming a candidate without saying whom to vote for or against. Those groups must disclose the names of anyone who gives them more than $100. But the conservative nonprofit Americans for Prosperity and its related foundation charge in a federal lawsuit that the law violates the right to private association and free speech, and they want it overturned. But first, they want an injunction holding enforcement so they can produce ads for the state's fall elections on issues like school vouchers and a tax increase on high earners.
We are immediately prepared to engage on these issues and to roll out campaigns in Delaware, but right now we have no plans to do so until this is clarified.
That's Ross Connolly, the group's Northeast director. He said many donors with ties to Charles Koch and the late David Koch have been harassed and threatened with violence.
This is a fundamental, foundational American principle that you should be able to give to causes without fear, whether you give $100 or $1,000 or more.
Media reports show that individually and through groups like Americans for Prosperity, the Koch Network has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into campaigns to elect free market Republicans and to oust Democrats.
Some call us conservative, some call us libertarian, conservatarian.
Matt Marshall of the Attorney General's office said the state will fight the allegations vigorously.
The Koch Network's lawsuit is trying to keep dark money dark. The idea that we should have special rules when it's a third party that's really set up in practice to funnel extremely wealthy people's resources in one or a few massive bundles of money just feels outrageous.
Americans for Prosperity spent $21.7 million on elections in 2024. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.